time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. And there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604. No risk, no worries. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
I'm good. Can't wait to speak to everyone wherever you are around the big brown land. What a show we've got for you. Ross Noble.
Oh.
One of our favourites here. Buckle up. Who knows where this is going? He's always interesting.
I was watching his YouTube show in the office with Whitney today. It is completely bonkers.
It is off the charts.
It's off the charts.
And factually correct. I believe it's a historically accurate document, and I look forward to catching up with that. Merrick so Watts, our COVID lad in
COVID
Sydney.
COVID correspondent.
We'll be reporting from deep within his bunker about what's going on the ground, where he is in Sydney. We'll have all the latest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a look at the entertainment world. There's a show on Netflix which is driving the girls mad.
Apparently.
It's called Sex Life, and apparently there's a one massive hoo-ha schlong.
Baby's arm, I've been told.
In there. That is the talk of the town. Whitney's all over it.
Yeah.
Figuratively
she's
speaking.
All right. No. She knows exactly the timestamp, which episode and what season.
But we'll get to the bottom of that. We've got so much to wade through. Take your calls, take your tweets, get ready to rumble.
Here we go for a Tuesday, Molloy. It's all thanks to Crown Forklifts, too. There's nothing like a Crown forklift. Crown.com. We'll call 131 604.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Time for some world news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need to stay informed, Dave. You need to know what's going on around the world.
I like it.
And that's what we do.
We're all connected
in
these
touch.
Days. Yeah.
We are. The world is shrinking. Mm. You need to know what's going on over the oceans.
Okay.
Let's go to Lebanon.
Right.
Their cash-strapped army is selling helicopter rides during the economic crisis.
It's selling helicopter rides.
So you can go... You can go on an army...
Like a proper military
helicopter. Right, they'll probably play you the music.
Oh, like something like inside the helicopter and Lebanon?
Yeah, maybe get the napalm out. Who knows?
I'd go for a ride in a helicopter, by the way. How much is it going to cost me if I want to go for a ride in one of these Lebanon military helicopters?
A bag of wheat. they don't say, but... I'm guessing. It's cash-strapped, Dave.
$150, I've been told.
Make them an offer.
$150 to go for a ride in a helicopter in Lebanon.
Do they tell you where to go, or can you, get dropped off at your mum's house?
Oh,
could you come to work, land on the roof?
Have you been in a helicopter and fallen asleep in some sort of scenic location? Is that true or false?
On a C-31 over Teak Tarankout.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan, I fell asleep.
You're asleep.
I fell asleep.
In a military war zone.
I think I fell asleep on the back of a Black Hawk as we were going up to a forward operating base. I know all about it.
That is unbelievable.
Hey, kids, if you're going for a ride in a military helicopter, you don't know where you're going, sit on your helmet. That's my advice. It's the advice they'll give you.
Gotcha.
Well done, Lebanon. Yeah. South Korea. Now, Korea have made a rule relating to COVID enforcing slower music in gyms.
I've got the news story if you wanted to hear it.
Oh, please.
Yeah, here it is.
Gyms in South Korea's capital, Seoul, and its surrounding region have been banned from playing music with a tempo higher than 120 beats per minute. It's in a bid to limit the spread of COVID. Jeez. Treadmills will also be limited to a maximum of 6 kilometres.
Yes! I'm moving to South Korea. I'm going to move to South Korea and get a personal trainer.
It's made for
you. 6 kilometres?
Yes.
Slow music, so I could do my workouts to say...
You've got to have 110 beeps, below 110
it's
beats per
be
minute.
Got to be below.
What about that, something like...
Leonard Cohen. Yeah, I'm moving.
You're not really working up a sweat,
really
which is the idea.
It's not really a star jump, is it?
All right.
It's kind of like...
Okay, well, we'll move away from that.
Over.
What's the next track on your playlist
I'm
here?
I'm kneeling. Look, everyone. Tom Waits, if I released a workout video, these songs would all be on. This would be me in a hammock, just drinking a coconut-based cocktail. What else?
I'd go something like a little Johnny Cash. A little Hurt. Saddest song ever recorded, by the way.
Are you wearing your lycra and your leg warmers?
I'm about to get up on the treadmill and start walking. Here I go.
It's 6Ks an hour.
I hurt myself. Today.
That's, you can't be working out to that.
What about...
There's no star jumps.
That's 110. Julio and Willie.
All right, I think we've got my new workout video taken. Let's go to Britain.
Right.
I want to go to Britain now. This is an interesting story. Woke Coke is the headline. Drug dealers have started marketing ethically sourced cocaine. I can imagine that's high on the list of your average drug taker. Where was this sourced?
That's right.
Where was this sourced? A head office, I think it is. It's called Columbia.
Yeah, you're not really looking for the
Where do you think it's coming from? What, you're going to get a little bag with a dolphin on the front and you go, ah, oh, yes.
You're not looking at the finer detail, I wouldn't have thought.
History shows me that Mexican cartels possibly are the least woke people
in
the world, you idiot.
Woke Coke.
Hey, here's some good news.
What else?
It's not even world news. It's space news. Richard Branson got into space.
I saw the pictures the other day.
He's gone on the Virgin Galactic test flight. He was on it. Good on him for sitting in it. It doesn't have a perfect track record. And he's beaten Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos,
so
which
won the
I think
race.
Was the idea, that they get a bit chest thumpy, these billionaires.
They love it.
But he was going to be beaten into space by Bezos, and then Bezos has gone, oh, I'm done it. He's moved his 9 days forward.
Interesting.
I'm thinking, this is not a great setting for
a
space race.
No. You know, it's already been done.
A billionaire's going to fry here.
Did he really go around?
A billionaire is going to burn up on re-entry. And Richard Branson, the nutty beardo from Britain, who started with his first office was a public phone box. Did you know that?
So Virgin Records was one of his first kind of businesses.
He used to do it
well,
from a public
it?
Phone box and wait by the phone box every day.
Yeah,
and,
right. So self-made. Complete self-made billionaire.
Wait, what's your point?
No, I'm just saying, well done. That's you built from the ground up.
What, Jeff Bezos didn't create his own?
Oh, probably had a bit of help from somewhere.
Jeff Bezos, we'll be delivering parcels in space.
We'll be.
Who else? Who's other? Elon Musk. Yeah. He shot his car into space.
Yeah, no, he's got
form. We're going to do better than that. We're going to keep going world news after this because there's some more stories you have to hear.
All right, come back with this. It's Molloy on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Molloy.
Cove.
We are still working out here in the studio.
Less than 120 beats per minute.
Less than 120 beats per minute if you want to work out in South Korea. And that's what we're doing here. Feel the burn, Nick. I know, darling, what else have you got for me to work out to?
Well, I've got one from my own personal playlist. It's Billy Joel, I believe, from the Stranger record. A little song called Honesty.
If you search Dave, for tenderness. No. It's your first yellow card. Back, but you can't just, mate. What is wrong?
I was trying
with
to think
you?
Of a really slow ballad to kind of not get the.
If you're
the
just
heart
tuning
rate
in.
Up.
This is not Smooth FM.
No,
we are hard rocking.
Slow
triple
music
M.
in gyms is gyms.
And
story.
The treadmills in South Korea. This is so it's COVID. No huffing and puffing.
That's right.
6Ks only.
That's it.
Which is still
what.
Bit tough.
You can't quite.
Well, on the stairmaster, you know what I ask for on the stairmaster?
What's that?
You know, one of those little chairs that go up the side.
That's low heart rate stuff. That's what they want in South Korea.
All right. We're still doing world news.
What else you got?
I'm going to New Zealand now.
Okay.
This is an interesting story. A New Zealand mother has transformed her children into tiny rock and rollers by naming them Slayer, Pantera, and Metallica.
Hang on.
Documentary true. You're documentary filmmaker David Farrier reported this week.
Pantera, Slayer, and Metallica.
Yeah, and Metallica's middle name is Justice and Justice for All.
It's a great record, by the
and
way.
And Ode to the
Their
Band forced
mopping.
You. Now, this is great. Because I remember when I had my twins, I was going to call them Oingo Boingo and Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba, put Oingo Boingo down.
Little tub thumper.
A little tub thumper from way back.
And Justice for All is a middle name.
Justice for All is a middle name. Brilliant. Do you know when you weren't? I think Whitney, get in here, Whitney.
Well, Whitney in itself, you think Whitney,
Whitney
would
might
be.
Is it a famous name? Is it related
Very
to
name,
the
I
late
thought.
Whitney Houston?
I think it was. I used to think it was because I was born the same year as The Bodyguard, but I wasn't. So.
But no, you would have predated that by a fair bit.
Yeah, thank you. I did. But there's not a lot of Whitneys around, particularly in Australia. So
isn't there?
It's not a popular name. In fact, Whitneys are generally very unpopular at school. Don't you think? You're not like a you're like a loner? Like you
I've loved
hard
being
to make,
a loner.
Hard to make connections?
No.
What about yours? Was yours related
well,
to
I remember we had a caller here.
Whitney's a beautiful name.
It is.
And I hope you are named after her because one of the most talented women in the history of show business.
No question.
Was.
She had a voice.
She got tight. Not you, Whitney Houston.
Just surrounded by the wrong people in the
end. She fell in with a bad crowd, I'm afraid. Who'd you say here at
the station? We had a call years ago when we did on the show. We had a call that they called the kid K-San.
They did.
I think from memory when we first started.
One of the very first phoners we did. I remember that caller.
Now, who's around here at the station?
I think Dan, our your boss. Director. I'm pretty sure one of his kids is named after
a couple,
So what are they called?
I think it's Duran is one of the kids.
And his other kid's called Duran. When he calls him, he goes, Duran!
No, he's a ripper.
Is it D1 and D2?
No, it's just one Duran, I believe. I don't think it's two
Duran. One of the others?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
I do remember there was some musical influences.
I can go get him.
Yeah, get him in. He's in the office.
Yeah, I'll tell you, 1-triple-3-5-3.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Were you named? Do you know anyone named after anyone famous, specifically a band?
Music.
And we'll put you on air. You might win a prize. Who knows?
Give us a ring right now. 1-triple-3-5-3.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
With Ross Noble to join us in the second hour, you're listening to Malloy on Triple M. We've been working out,
by the way. I still feel like working out. Have you got another workout song for me?
Under 110 beats per minute. Here's a perfect one for your workout.
Ultra. Really. I feel like I'm doing that dance from Maniac. I'm a maniac.
Yeah.
I might tone it down a bit. I can't go 100% all day.
There's on your playlist.
That's because South Korea are trying to combat COVID by reducing how much you sweat in a gym.
That's right. Under 110 beats per minute.
And 6 kilometre speed limit on the treadmill. Man.
Yeah, slow down.
This is my country. I could be a personal trainer.
Built for it.
I could be one of those TV gurus. Like a hitness.
The Fernwood of Australia, but for slow people.
Okay. Dave, second yellow card. Second yellow card.
You have a problem with Fernwood.
Hello. Who's in the studio? Oh, Dan Bradley, one of our big bosses at Triple M, has sauntered in because you would have heard, or did you not?
I heard a bit of it. Then Whitney came out and said, "Do you hear that?" And I sort of half heard it in the background while I was doing some
stuff. Let's reset it. A New Zealand mother has transformed her children into tiny little rock and rolls by naming her baby Slayer, Pantera, and Metallica.
Ugh.
And Metallica's middle name is And Justice for All.
God, some people should not breed.
No, I like it. Little Slayer.
You like that? Well, what? Are you serious, Dave?
Pantera, adorable. Go and get Metallica. Till I said be home before dark.
Slayer, put the axe down.
Pantera, that's where the trouble would be starting.
Oh, Pantera.
Metallica would be okay.
Yeah, righto.
Slayer, not good, but I wouldn't trust Pantera.
You know what's going to happen when those kids turn 18? They're changing their names.
I wouldn't allow Pantera over to my place for a sleeper. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So, the word circulated, Dan, that have you done the same?
They're not named after, a couple of things are not named after bands, but they may be inspired by them. I've got a son called Duran.
Duran? Yeah. And was it inspired by Duran Duran?
I think maybe subconsciously might have been. I do love Duran Duran.
Is his real name Duran? So it is Duran Duran?
No, that's he does mention that he has heard that gag a lot.
Right.
His middle name is.
You know how to hire the big guns.
His middle name, Okay, this is going to sound a bit ridiculous. His middle name is Luca.
Suzanne Vega.
My name is Luca.
That's a great song.
That is from the song. He's a child of the 80s.
This kid's going to go up to knock down the Twin Towers or something, I reckon. No. Duran Luca. My name
is Luca. That's a great song.
Duran Luca's in
trouble. You got a problem with this song?
I'm telling you this. Duran Luca equals mugshot. I don't know what for. Jeez. I don't know where we're going. But there's trouble coming from that kid. Now,
I've got a daughter called Vienna.
Vienna from Ultravox. Yes.
Ultravox, the Ultravox song.
Is it?
No, well, yes, it is. We'll go with that. We'll go with it.
Well, hang on.
I don't want to derail the whole segment.
Is it or isn't it?
Not really. Kind of, I think partly because we heard the song. But, we really like the song. The city's beautiful. Yeah. And it was a mixture of things.
Right. So looking at you, Dan, it could be named after the ice cream.
Really?
Okay, do
Nikki,
I see, see me in your office?
Oh my God, that's it.
Hey, is this going to come up at my performance review?
After the ice cream.
Dan Bradley has just left the studio. That mightn't have gone well for me.
Sorry.
Have you named your children after someone famous? Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, I'm in trouble. Ricky, Ricky, are you on the line?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, Ricky, who are you named after?
Lee Jones. So my name is Ricky Lee with a hyphen, Ricky Lee.
Ricky Lee, Ricky Lee Jones. Sure it's not Ricky as in Rick Astley?
No, definitely not.
Ricky...
from the Gold Coast.
Hey, can I say this? That's a pretty good one. You've got away with it there. Duke or Dave?
A case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you on the Gold Coast.
Good on you, Ricky. Rusty's on the line. Rusty, hey, you've got to tell me you're named after Russell Crowe, yes?
Oh, I get it all the time, mate, because I'm a Kiwi, but unfortunately not.
Okay, well, what have you rung us for?
Well, my boy's named after Jimi Hendrix.
So is he Jimi or Hendrix?
Hendrix is his middle name. Yeah, the missus wouldn't go with Jimmy, so we went Jake.
Jake Hendrix. Now, that's a cool kid.
That's a good name.
I like that a lot. Hey, Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft for you there, Rusty.
Scotty is on the line. Scotty, you've got two young girls. Their names are?
They're not mine. They're my mates.
Oh, okay.
His little girls are Bowie and Lenny.
Lenny as in Lenny...
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
That's strong.
I thought Lenny Bruce. I know a few comedians named their kids.
Good name, Lenny.
Oh, Lenny for mine. Lenny Walter.
You got Lenny.
I've got a Fred Buster.
Fred Buster, yeah. And Bowie's a good name too.
Yeah, might be
you reckon?
They're
good boys.
We'll see what happens. Good on you, Scotty. Scott, also on the phone. Hey, well, Scott. Who are you named after?
Bon Scott, mate.
Oh, strong.
Bon Scott.
That's strong.
And that is as good as it gets. What a what an origin story that is. You must be so proud.
My old man wanted to name me Bon, but my old girl wouldn't have it, so they settled on Scott.
Okay. So your name is Scott, but you put a Bon on the front.
Yeah, I just do that for shits and giggles, mate.
Good on you, Scott.
He died on my birthday as well.
No way.
Ah, well, there is a connection there. Hey, yeah. Duke him, Dave.
You got a case of Brick Lane draft on its way to Newcastle. Scott, good on you, man.
Alex.
Yes, mate.
Alex, what's your kid called?
Hi.
Hey, Alex.
Well, who have you got?
I've got two kids. One is named Cash after the lovely Johnny Cash.
Good on you.
And I have a daughter called Frankie named after the Sam Cooke song Frankie and Johnny about the girl who shoots her cheating partner.
Okay, so Frankie's not to be messed with. Is that the
definitely
message?
Definitely not. She's living up to the expectations.
That is it. Wow. And Cash is a great name.
That's a good name too, isn't it?
I've always said this many times. If I could have one speaking voice in the world, it would be Johnny Cash's. It's the most beautiful, cool Duke. Give us something, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft on its way to you, Alex.
Time for one more, I think. Scott's on the line. Scott, who's your brother named after?
Hey, boys, how you going? My brother's named after James Rain.
Is he?
His name is James.
Yeah. You should have been David, named after David Rain.
Yeah, correct. But no, our last name's got Rain in it too.
Well, there it is. There's another James Rain. He should take up the guitar and start advertising himself around town.
Maybe.
This weekend, James Rain.
Nice one, Scott.
People will come. Well done, everybody.
All right. This is Malloy. Ross Noble to come soon. Entertainment report as well. Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Well, we're entering reality TV zone, so I'm kind of deferring to Whitney and even James in the following segment because don't have a great deal of interest in it myself.
I'm a bit with you on that.
There's a few on at the moment. Farmer Wants a Wife, which seems to be one of the more decent ones. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going good. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah, but no interest to you. We'll get to you what you're interested in just a moment. Beauty and the Geek. James, has anyone ever approached you? has anyone ever said, would you be interested in kissing a hottie on TV?
Interesting you say that because my girlfriend actually reached out to me on Sunday. She's like, are you watching Beauty and the Geek? It's quite wholesome. Like, just trying to nudge me towards
gently in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's where you're headed. You're preoccupied today, though, with The Bachelor.
Yes.
You're upset about so there's a new series of The Bachelor.
Yep.
It starts next week.
Yep.
I can't follow it. Who's our guy we have on here? James Agnew?
Matt Agnew. Yep.
Matt Agnew?
Matt. Yeah.
which sounds like a terrible condition.
It does.
You once called him a cyst on this show.
That's it. Yeah. It feels like a twisted testicle. I've got an Agnew.
Matt. Oh, I've got enough.
He's very good to us.
I've really hurt myself. I think I've got an Agnew.
Need to be pro.
So he was our smart. He was the smart bachelor.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a nerd alerts. He likes space.
Mm, yeah.
Why have you got your nose out of joint with the current bachelor? Go.
Okay. So First Officer Jimmy is this year's bachelor. So they're doing a big promotion where you've got this first officer walking through an airport port. He sees all these loved up couples. Then he gets on a plane.
Mm.
The key here is he's First Officer Jimmy, and he's sitting in the captain's seat on the plane. And he's in the cockpit all by himself, which factually is just incorrect. That wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have
nerd alert! Nerd alert!
No one else would think like that.
Hang on, so the First Officer Jimmy, why? Yeah. Well, he's not a catch, aren't they supposed to? What happened to the days when they were all like millionaires or someone where you'd literally hock your box going,
okay.
No, guys, that's a colloquial term.
I know what you mean. You're right.
That's a quaint colloquial term.
It is.
That's used often to describe someone who's prepared.
Yeah, of course. It goes back to the last century. I remember it. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? He's a millionaire, or he's this, or he's Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's right.
But he's not even a captain. He's a first officer.
Yeah, I'm a bit miffed about that. If he was a captain, that would be interesting.
Right.
But yeah, first officer.
So he's sitting in the wrong chair.
He's in the wrong chair, and he's all there by himself. But it is interesting. Like,
is he not just the actor from Flight Center? Are you sure it's not just the guy from
the captain?
Or is he not a stripper who plays the captain in a Chippendale style?
At a minimum, he's a captain. So that would be interesting. But first officer just
what is a first officer?
Co-pilot.
Off-air conversation. Yeah, not the boss.
Okay.
Not the boss.
Almost, though. He's getting there.
Kind of like you with Jay. You know what I mean? If Jay's...
You're on thin ice.
Well, speaking of thin ice, let's go straight to the main item. You've come in here squealing with delight.
I'm so excited to present
this. A new series on Netflix, which is causing a sensation amongst the girls out there. I know the first I heard of this was today,
I've been
putting it around the office, and people, the girls specifically, are into this big time. What am I talking about? New show called Sex Life.
Yes. There's a new show on Netflix called Sex Life. I have to state, it is the worst show I have ever watched in my life.
Wow.
Okay.
But there is a reason why women are going crazy for this show.
And what is the reason?
There is a guy on there. It's an Australian actor, by the way, named Adam Demos.
Yeah.
And he has what can only be described as a giant, giant wang.
Okay. Now, Richard Wilkins big or...
I haven't seen Richard Wilkins, but this, I'm telling you, don't watch the series.
So, you've done... Now, when's it on? When's it on? When's the first appearance of the giant penis?
When the first appearance? It's like the first and only. It's on episode 3 at 19:50.
Oh, Whitney.
This is... Girls, write this down, wherever you are.
And it's two guys in a shower, but not in that way.
Okay.
But he turns and you see it, and I filmed the reaction of my girlfriend seeing it for the first time, and this is what happened.
No! Rewind it.
It's like a baby's arm.
That's
it would be bigger than a baby's arm. It is no joke.
Okay, could I just ask, that's unusual, is it? Ladies?
I made Jay watch it, and he looked at it, and he just went,
Jay?
He goes, that is big.
And Jay used to be a male stripper, so
he's
a... Jay, were you shocked? What's that?
It can't be denied or unseen.
It can't be denied or unseen. Well, I then showed it to James, and this was his reaction.
Oh!
So, we don't have time to go through it, but that's all you need to know.
Yep.
Girls, you can find it on Netflix.
Yep.
Knock yourself out.
It's amazing. Go have a look.
And not a good first date film. Don't intimidate.
It's not.
All right. Merrick Watts is going to join us next.
This
is Malloy.
Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. What are we looking at
I don't know. And we're looking at a bloke in super lockdown. Yesterday, he was in what I described as a serial killer kitchen. It didn't look great. No. Or as he said, Sarajevo, circa 1989. Today, I can't tell because he seems to be cowering under a blanket in what used to be the old duck and cover.
It is.
In case of a nuclear disaster, kids, duck and cover. It's Merrick Watts. Merrick, what are you doing?
Mez.
Nick, you're absolutely right. It is duck and cover. I'm hiding underneath a picnic blanket from my own family. It's day one. It's day one of homeschooling.
Oh.
And when they come into this room, if I'm very, very still and no noise, they just walk past me. They're like, you know, my children are like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. They only respond to action and motion. So I just don't move and stay silent and they walk past me.
You know what you need? And I've seen them do this. You know that bear spray? So if you get attacked by a bear, it's like mace,
right?
Or capsicum spray. And it gives you enough time to startle them and remove yourself.
Can you do the same thing with Rexona? Because that's all I've got at hand. I'm not allowed to go to the shops, Mick.
Well, I
can't
tell you
go
what,
anywhere.
In lockdown, Rexona is your best friend. People can get piled up. 89 new cases today. Mm. You're calling us from the heartland of Sydney. Describe the feeling on the ground. How are you going day one?
Well, ecstatic with the numbers. That's great. Just down to 89. I mean, it's probably only about a month until we get to zero. So that's a really exciting moment for us. But day one of what is a return to school for my children has just been a living nightmare. I'm not even joking. I promise you this is the truth. 10:34 this morning at recess, there was a meltdown. I just couldn't handle it. I had a massive tantrum. I was sent into the quiet, what is called in my own house, the reflection room.
You've been sent to the naughty corner there at school.
Nick, it's the reflection room. I didn't even know. I thought it was the spare bedroom. It's the reflection room. And I had to go in there, and I wasn't allowed to come out until I could explain to the family what I'd done wrong, and it was a tantrum.
This is gold. We're going to have a reflection room right here at Triple M anytime soon. So tell me, what do you need? Can we send you anything? Yeah, can we do anything for you? Is there a care package? What would be in the care package for?
Well, I live in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, so the care packages that are delivered around here are very, very small.
$300
a package? And they don't contain any liquids whatsoever. They're tiny, tiny little care packages, no liquids.
Okay.
I won't be requiring that sort of care package, Mick.
Sure.
But I am winking underneath this blanket.
Under the blanket. I can see you. Do you? What do? You get to go out under what circumstances? What are the grounds?
Well, I haven't been to the... been to the shops once to go and buy food for supplies. That was last week. But other than that, the only other place I've been to is Bunnings. That's the only other place I'm allowed to go to. So I've been going to Bunnings and just walking around trying to find somebody called Karen just so I can point it out. Just literally just going, is anyone here called Karen? And if you are, well done. Well done on you coming to this place with a name like Karen.
Have you panicked by? What would you panic by? Like most people go the obvious, the toilet paper and whatever, but if you were down there and you really wanted to clear a shelf, which way do you think you'd be going?
Oh, look, I'd go, for me it's all about power tools. Are you talking about at Bunnings? Power
tools.
Oh, look, if it was at a supermarket, it would just be chocolate. Like seriously. All the chocolate I could find, that and all the toilet paper. I don't even need toilet paper. I've got plenty here, but I just want to buy it to deny other people. But if there's...
That's
if
the team player you are in lockdown.
100%.
That's the type of guy you are. You know what you should do? Go in there with a match and set fire to the toilet paper section and then just laugh maniacally.
Burn it all down.
I just want you to know we care about you. If there's anything we can do from our end, you let us know. We will...
Well, if you guys could, look, I mean, I don't know whether or not this is something you can organise through the listeners at Triple M, but what I could really do with right now is some thoughts and prayers. If you can tee that up, that'd be amazing. All right. I reckon that would really get me through right now.
And the least we could do, a request. Have you got a song you'd like us to play? Something that'd cheer you up there at home?
Oh, you know what I'd love? What's love some I'd love some rock and roll. Have you got any rock and roll?
We got some rock and roll. Let's do that right now. Let's go. Good on you, Merrick. We'll touch base soon.
Good on you, Mick.
This is Malloy.
Coming up, Ross Noble will be here. He's
Buckle up.
Still doing his YouTube specials, which are completely
nutty. Historically accurate, I believe.
Sure. I saw one today and didn't know what I was watching.
It was like a documentary.
Really was.
Well, it was.
Ross will explain.
Because he dots the I's, he crosses the T's. He's a details man.
We love him.
I wonder what Noble is. I'm going to ask him about his name.
Noble.
Noble. Yeah, we've been doing, you've been named after famous people today, but Noble sounds very aristocratic.
Kind of does.
Like he would have been.
Yeah.
A pantaloon wearer.
Definitely.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
his ancestors would, that's cravat time.
Yeah.
It's walking stick.
Mm-hmm.
Proud portrait over the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Like the first governor of Australia.
Is there a Malloy like logo emblem? You'd have one, wouldn't you? Like there'd be something.
It's funny. It's the family tree is very hard to piece together. Seems to have been an issue. Somewhere along the line that makes it hard to work out exactly.
I would like to see on one of those documentaries, you know, SBS Do Who Do You Think You Are?
I've done enough here. It's time for the Song Whisperer.
With Jay, the Song
Origins
Whisperer.
Of Mickey.
Jay, Mueller's, it's German, obviously, from what was the origin, family origin?
Well, the Germans.
Nazis.
They all moved over. No.
Okay.
All moved over to the U.S.
Okay. Moved over to the U.S., nice safe distance. Dodged a bullet. proud military family. Well, good on you. Yeah. You don't seem to be giving much on that.
No.
Sounds like you've got a few skeletons
with the Mueller.
Hey, song
Mueller,
today.
It's like Smith, though. I mean, it's a very popular German name, Mueller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so like Smith.
It's like
in
Smith.
In Australia.
Exactly.
Like in Vietnamese.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, just take that tone.
No,
out
I just
Dave.
Didn't know what you said then for a minute. Williams is pretty common. That's me.
Williams, you know what Williams is?
What?
A very, you know, like a serf, part of serfdom, the proletariat. It's not very classy.
Little sweethearts.
Like if you're on the Titanic, the Williams would have been on the below deck. Like really working their passage, possibly.
My daughter hates the fact that that's our surname. She does. She goes, it's just common.
Who are the famous Williams?
Well, you got Serena and Venus.
Barry Williams.
Oh, Barry Williams. Greg Brady.
I called him Greg for an entire interview. Jay, song please, a synopsis.
All right. An older sibling is interrogating a younger, smaller sibling.
Oh,
questions about actions, about people, about comic book heroes. There is a firearms reference, an observation concerning the overall meteorological conditions of the day, and a bit of nihilism thrown in just because.
Fireworks. By
Katy Perry.
Perry.
Got it there, Dave?
I don't.
Do you reckon it exists anywhere at Triple M? Do you reckon you could find it if it happened?
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, God, I found it. Here it is.
That could be it. I doubt we'd play it.
Yeah. Song Whisperer?
Not Katy Perry.
Oh, you got one?
You're saying something along the lines of siblings interrogating younger, smaller siblings. I was thinking maybe Little Sister by Rai Kudo.
Hey, I think Rai's doing a good job on his own. Thanks, Dave.
Not correct.
All right, you get the idea. 133353, get involved.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
And we've pretty much cleared the decks. Mm-hmm. Buckle up, the big fellas in the studio. Ross Noble.
Hey, Ross.
Hello, hello.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
How are you, Ross?
I'm very well.
I love it when you join us for the Song Whisperer, which is our traditional opening to the hour.
Yes.
Because you've thrown a hand grenade into the room than once.
I ruined
on this segment. What was the last time you were on?
It was Big Hands. What was it? The Big Hands one? The Big Hands song?
Was it Blister in the Sun?
Blister in the Sun.
You gave it away.
I'm like that at their gigs. I'm going, do the Big Hands song. You don't like it.
All right, drop the music down, Dave. And before that, you alerted us to something involving you two, which we'll get. We might go back and visit in just a moment.
I've got your present. Look, I've got your birthday present. Look, I've got brought you some. Now, look what I've got you there. Look,
that's you can read me like a book.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beanie full of chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
Mate, you're a superstar.
From the peninsula.
Right.
From my old alma mater.
And not only that, right, check out, because I'm not looking for an advert, but I'll happily do it.
Yep.
Check out the beanie. Where's that beanie from?
The beanie from Bunnings.
From Bunnings.
Oh, and it's the colours too.
It's perfect. A Bunnings beanie. I'm like, look, I'll happily do an ad for Bunnings, right? I'm not bothered about all the hardware stuff.
Right.
I collect Bunnings hats.
Do you?
So every year they'll do a baseball cap. They change it up, various colours. They'll do. I've got a trilby. I've got a Bunnings.
I've got a Bunnings trilby.
It's a wicker trilby. You know they do the big broad.
Sure.
Since I moved back to this country, and then this, I couldn't believe. I was in Bunnings the other day. I walk in. It's a Bunnings. It's got the Bunnings.
Do you know what that's going to be? In my bedroom, that's going to be like lingerie. I'm going to get naked and pop on the Bunnings beanie and go, "Hello, ladies, dinner's on."
And I'm just a little bit of
dump
six,
it, Dave.
Bit of six.
Well, thank you very much. With. It's very kind of you, it made it special because no one else really lifted a finger.
Hey, you've got a star named after you yesterday.
I got a star named after me.
So an actual star.
Oh, look at
named
that.
Look at this,
wow.
So it's official.
There's a certificate, and it's named after the island of Mystique.
Of course, which you can never speak of.
That's never on this program speak of. So would you like a star named after you?
You know what?
Element would you...
Can you dibsy a black hole?
Is that what you said? Sorry. And a bit gassy, I think, as well.
Yeah, I said, or a big gassy planet, which makes me feel like... some kind of acknowledgement.
Yeah, I'd be too worried. I've seen Star Wars too many times. I'd be too worried that I would be the Alderaan.
I'd be too worried
that Vader would turn up and destroy it.
I've got a planet named after me, but it does not compare to the Bunnings beanie, which is by far the highest accolade you can pay a man. Look out, it's the Song Whisperer plays music, Dave.
Jay,
you know how it works.
Song Whisperer.
Jay gives us the cue.
The synopsis.
And you just have a crack. Yeah. Okay. If you think you know it, you have a go. That's all I ask. Jay Mondo, fire away.
An older sibling is interrogating a younger, smaller sibling. Questions about actions, about people, about comic book heroes. There is a firearms reference, an observation concerning the overall meteorological conditions of the day, and a bit of nihilism thrown in just because.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You need a bit of some thinking music to digest that. Siblings is interesting, isn't it? What songs is there about a family?
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Not right.
Ian Heavy, he's my brother.
I like that one too.
Right. Also not correct.
All right. Okay. I've got nothing. My old man's a dustman. My old man's a dustman.
I think. Is it? Can I?
Yeah, never go.
It's not Brothers in Arms, is it?
Oh, no. But you beat Cal to the punch. Cal was about to say it.
Is that right, Cal?
Oh, mate.
Hey, Cal, you knew you didn't win it because you're going to be our first caller anyway. So, hey, do him though, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft. We don't know whether he's right or wrong. Song Whisperer hasn't adjudicated yet.
Brothers in Arms. Sorry to cut your lunch.
You've got a case of Brick Lane.
I'm a bit overexcited. I've got a Bunnings beanie, for God's sake. That's so special. That's the nicest thing anyone's done to me over my entire birthday. Yes, I'm talking to you.
If you'd like to, put it on with the lolly still inside. You know why they have the beer on the top of the hat? And just tie it at the bottom.
It's like my ultimate hamper. It's like, you know, if we were from different planets and you came from another planet, we had to exchange gifts, and you gave me that, I'd go, they would be watching us.
All right, Jay from Gisborne's ready for the Song Whisperer.
Sorry, I'm still doing the Song Whisperer. Sorry.
Hey, Jay.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, you don't normally play Johnny Farnham, but it's not John Farnham, you're the voice, is it?
What's pushing you in that direction, Jay?
Down the barrel of a gun, and I think there's something about siblings in there, maybe.
We're all someone's daughter. We're all
someone's son. Daughters. We're all someone's son. One
minute. And barrel of a gun.
Is it your karaoke song or something?
Jay?
Not
correct. No, not correct. Oh,
not right. All right. Hey, well done, Jay. Give him something.
A case of Brick Lane Draft.
You're pretty liberal with my beer. You know what I mean? I brew it. I know, but it costs money. Don't just give it away.
I don't think people realise that this whole studio is built of Brick Lane. And every time you give it away, part of that wall, wall is going down and the neighbours are furious.
They can see us on the street. We're doing a radio show. All right, was that yes, no? No.
No, it was no.
He's got a case of Brick Lane. All right, Evan's on the line. Evan, what are you thinking?
Billy Idol. White Wedding.
White Wedding.
Sorry.
Now, I don't get it. What's the...
Shotgun wedding, is it? Shotgun wedding?
Shotgun wedding. Oh,
shotgun,
okay.
Shotgun and his hey little sister. He starts off.
Hey little sister, what have you done? Hey little sister, who's going? Hey little sister, who's your Superman?
Ah, what the hell? Comic book heroes. Yes. Bang, heaven.
You got $200 to go shopping at the Neverland store, which is great for streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au. $200 on its way.
When we come back, more U2 news from you, I believe.
Yes, Ross Noble's in studio. It's Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Ross Noble is in studio with us right now.
We love it when you swing by. Great friend of the show. You have been a disrupting influence on occasion and usually with the song Whisperer.
Yeah. Yes.
So you may have mentioned you've guessed it once,
yes,
which cut the whole segment off rather early. Today, you scuppered our first caller. Who had that suggestion?
Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. Yeah.
And previously, you've made an observation about U2, which was the song of the day.
Vertigo.
The song was the song.
Yeah.
Vertigo. And you made an observation which no one had ever made before. Have you got the clip?
Yeah, yeah.
Unos, dos, tres, catorce.
Yeah.
That's not how you say four, is it? Des catorce.
What does that mean?
Or did he say that horse? I think that's what it was. He's counting them in and a Shetland pony. And he goes, that horse!
That's not what happened. I'm sure that's not what happened. Well, but you, I don't think anyone's ever pointed out. He's gone one, two, in what language?
Spanish, isn't it?
Spanish,
one,
I think,
two,
yeah.
three. 14.
Yeah.
And he's been getting away with it for all these years.
Yes. And it's about time somebody called Bono to account.
That's right.
That's what I'm
saying. So you've done a deep dive on U2 and come up with a statistical anomaly. It's not maths. It's not right. No one's ever done that in the history of music.
And I'm not really a massive U2 fan, to be honest. Okay. I mean, I like them. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Who doesn't like U2?
Sure.
They're on. You think, I'll sing along. Yeah.
But Bono's a good character, isn't
Bono.
He?
Bono.
Oh, he loves
it. Bono. It's Bono.
But he's saving the world.
He's
out there.
World. Do you say Bono or Bono?
Bono. I think that's what I said.
French cousin, Bono.
Bonjour, Bono.
As in Richie Bono. Yeah,
exactly. Was he Richie Bono?
It could have been.
He used to wear them big sunglasses when he was doing the
cricket. That's right.
Okay, Richie.
Used to do songs live from, remember, what was the first U2 song he did? They did on a ferry. They did. They were on a ferry.
Is that like
is it off Sunday like, Bloody Sunday?
Like Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison.
Nah.
You two on a ferry. Brilliant album.
Just going past you. You can only make out some of the song as he went. But if you're not going to take it seriously, they did a song on a pontoon.
You are right.
Moored off.
You are right. I'm trying to think who it was. I know Sex Pistols did that as well.
On a pontoon.
Yes, or a boat or a barge. Moored off an island. And someone.
On a barge.
We'll find out.
Anyway, I like their work, you two. They've been in a bit of trouble over the years. Remember they got in a lot of trouble when their song was automatically
downloaded on iTunes?
Downloaded
the whole album appeared, didn't it?
And people complained they were getting something for free.
Yeah, free album.
There again, though, if you're into the Celine Dion and he comes up with his barge-based rock, you don't want that, do you?
But what if Celine Dion came up? Have you got we've got a Celine Dion bit here that I think would be a great car alarm.
Oh, go on.
We'll do it in the next break. Right. He can only do one thing at a time.
Got it.
So this is when
Celine
it's
Dion.
Quite shocking, this big car.
When that comes out of nowhere, just sneak up on him, Dave. Yeah, play that when he's not listening. Yeah. By the way, the song was Gloria. Gloria by U2 sung on a barge.
Was that what?
Do I win a prize?
There's a great joke by Frankie Howard where Frankie Howard gets. This shows you how old how old the joke is. He's going to a gig on a barge. It's a sewage barge, and they get to the first lock, and the lock keeper goes, "Who's on board?" He says, 4 tons of shit and a comic called Frankie Howard. And then he gets to the next lock. He goes, what's on board? He goes, 4 tons of shit and a comic called Frankie Howard. And he says, at the next lock, he said, I turned to the barge keeper. I said, can I, one thing? He says, is it the smell? He goes, no, at the next lock, can I be top of the bill? Excellent. Frankie Howard. There we go.
Frankie Howard. Explain a bit of Frankie Howard to those. A Northern English comedian.
Mm. He was a fellow that, such a face. Oh, Andrew. No, nay.
He was from Carry On, all the Carry On
all
films.
All the Carry On films.
Right. I think he's the guy who famously in one of the Carry Ons was parachuting and landed on a church spire that went up his anus.
Okay.
And the look on his face was just,
well, you're
no, no. I'm pretty sure
we've all been there.
Do you or do you not have any more?
I do. Yes.
YouTube.
So this song, right? It's the Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
Right. Now I maintain that when you listen to it carefully, I maintain that when they recorded it, Bono didn't know. What song they were singing, right? So listen very carefully. Just play this.
I'll play it. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Here it is. Right.
They're playing. Ah, oh, Jesus. What song's this now, Edge? I don't know what song it is. Is it? Oh, hang on. Is this Sunday Bloody Sunday? I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what he does. He doesn't have a clue.
He's asking the guy who's got the set list.
Is that what we're doing now then? Yep. Or he goes, the other option is that he doesn't know when to start singing. So let's play it again. Yeah. Doesn't know when to start singing. Oh, Jesus, I don't know when I'm supposed to. Can you just shout, yep, when you want me to sing? If you can just shout, yep, I'll be ready. Okay, and when it...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. And then, as if that's not enough.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
As if that's not enough, right? Mm-hmm. Later on in the song, right? Now, Bloody Sunday, terrible event in Irish history.
Oh, terrible history.
Terrible event. Yes. But who knew there was a clown car? you see he's on a barge. Bono recorded this song and a clown car drove.
Wow.
Listen, just listen.
Isn't this the same song?
This is exactly the same song later on. And now I don't know. Now, let's just establish first that there is definitely a clown car either in the studio or they're in a clown car. Just play.
All right, let's
have a look. Here we go. Here it comes. They're playing away.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Coco driving in. Get ready. There's definitely a.
I think it was a cowboy. What are you saying?
I mean, you might not be able to hear it too. I don't know if you know people might not have headphones on. Can we just play the enhanced?
Okay,
let's turn
it up. All the twiddle a couple of knobs.
This is the enhanced version.
Yeah, all right.
I might have enhanced it a little bit. But just there it is.
Oh, wow. All right, Ross.
Jesus, I can't believe it.
You've established once again that Bono is up to no good. Can you hang around, please?
All right. More with Ross Noble coming up.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is, and Ross Noble is in studio right now. By the way, the Unnatural History Show, Ross has made a six-part nature documentary where all the animals are mythical. Whitney and I are in the office today watching it. And
is it historically accurate, Ross? Is it
100%? If the historical facts are only in my head, 100%.
Would David Attenborough, if he saw it, would he ring you up and go, well done, Ross, that's no one saw that coming?
I think David Attenborough would be furious. He'd be furious that I beat him to animals because he's spent all his time, he's out in the wild, he's trying to research the animals, they set all the stuff up, whereas what I did was invent the creatures, get a special effects team to build the creatures, and then you can say anything you want about them.
He would have made a 10,000 documentaries, and it never occurred to him to just make it up.
Make it up.
Mythical.
Have you got a slice of action?
So this is a viewer wrote in with a question. This is episode 4. Have a listen.
If somebody were to take a winged horse and surgically remove its wings, could you still claim it was a winged horse? I'm thinking of making a purchase, but I could just be buying a horse with a lumpy back. Should I buy the horse knowing that it is a winged horse, or should I just walk away?
Yes.
Thanks. That's great advice.
Oh, yeah. So my co-host is is a demon.
Yeah.
She's a demon who...
She talks like this.
Yeah, cool. And she hates me. So every time I try and ask her any questions, she basically thinks I'm human scum. It's one of those things where if you like nature shows and you like Doctor Who, it's for you.
Oh, it's perfect.
If you don't, I'd give it a wide berth if I was you.
Watch it.
Called The Unnatural History Show.
What type of winged horse? Like a Shetland? Or is there a Palomino? Is there any specific...
Well, that's always the question with you, with your classic Pegasus.
Mm. Classic Pegasus.
Big white horse, massive wings.
Mm. But bird nose. Was that too close? That's Pegasus.
Icarus, you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm thinking of Icarus.
Icarus. If only Icarus had rode Pegasus. His wax wings would have melted. And then you've got, I'm not bothered. I've got my winged horse underneath. Could you imagine, the things that, I know like people see the winged horse, they see Pegasus, they think, wow, what a majestic thing, right? Mm. You know what it's like when a bird poos on you?
Yes. Right?
Sure. Could you imagine if there's a winged
horse? That's a lot of mess.
Could you imagine
from that height?
Oh, no. Oh my God. Knock you out. Especially if it was, because sometimes you're quite solid, can't it? Because you know when you watch a horse and it poos from like, usually, it's always my favourite thing, you know, when the Queen's, you know, the Queen's guards and all that, and they're all there, and the tail just comes up, and you're like, aye, aye, God bless you, your majesty, and you just hear the thump, 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 thump. That's the, you know what, I'm surprised.
I'm sure Prince Philip's done it. It can't be confirmed, but I'm sure he has done exactly the same thing.
I imagine in his later years that Prince Philip would just, I think he would just emit dust. Do you know what I mean? I think
dust.
He would just drop his trousers.
Pull his finger. And like talcum powder.
Yeah. Like somebody's called up a genie.
You know, I knew we'd end up here somehow.
God rest his soul.
Famous horses, mythological horses, Pegasus, Icarus. You as a minotaur.
He was a man.
Oh, he was.
Icarus.
Don't be silly.
He was a man who...
He was a horse.
You're listening to mixed mythology.
Don't take him on with mythical questions.
Mixed mythology on Triple M, all the M's.
He's a dick then.
He was a fella, wasn't he? He was a bloke who... He created wax wings.
Wasn't there a horse that flew too close to the sun?
That was a man. It was Icarus and
he wasn't riding a horse?
Thickius? Thickius? No, I don't think there was horses involved. I could be wrong.
I feel like there was a horse involved.
I think he made wax wings and he tried to fly, and then he flew too close to the sun and the wax melted and then all the feathers fell off and he was...
We've seen you as a minotaur.
Yes, I have I do have
mythical.
Very...
Mr. Red.
Give us a call, 133353. Was Icarus a horse or a man? Because I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Right. In Greek mythology, Icarus was the sun.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Dave will have the answers. I guess he's on Wikipedia.
You know what we should do? Why don't we ask Bono? Can you play Bono?
Yeah, okay, let's find out.
Was Icarus a man? That's all we want to know.
All right.
Can you just tell us, Bono, was Icarus a man? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
When we come back, we'll come back and we'll take some calls on this.
Yes.
Because
ring in. Set us straight. Icarus. Icarus talk. Ross Noble's with us. It's Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Opened up a can of worms here. This is Malloy on Triple M with Ross Noble in studio as well.
Ross, and we were talking about your natural history show.
Yes.
And I'm rarely wrong on these occasions and rarely corrected by the Triple M audience. But you've enlightened me. I've always thought Icarus was a horse.
And then it
flew too close to the sun.
Blew it out the water.
Well, there's been a controversy, and there's still, I don't think it's decided.
Mm. Okay.
But everyone is weighing in or wants to be part of the Icarus chat.
They want to get on board.
Yeah. So you're suggesting Pegasus was a horse with wings?
Pegasus was a horse with wings. Icarus was a man who flew with waxy wings.
He wasn't a horse.
He built the waxy wings.
Not even a minotaur.
No, I don't think so.
He had no connection to equine.
He wasn't. He was a minotaur on a hang glider. Couldn't even hang on.
Peter's on the line. Peter, are you a learned man? Do you know the answer to this question?
I know every bloody thing, mate. So Ross is very, very right. And Mr. Malloy, Mickey boy, you are very, very wrong.
And what's your bona fides on this one? What makes you...
Well, I say so. That'll do. But I am a retired history teacher, so yes.
Okay.
And Ross has got it right. Icarus and Dadlius were imprisoned in the labyrinth. Oh. Icarus flew too close to the sun, melted his wings. The rest is history.
He so what happened to the horse?
Mm.
Mate, there ain't no horse. You've got to get it out of your mind.
All right, Peter. Settle down.
Peter's filthied up.
All right. Thanks for the call. Rob's on the line. Rob, what kind of man was Icarus?
Mate, he was a very stupid man.
Why was he stupid?
But a man nonetheless. Mm. Thought he could make wings with feathers and wax and fly up to the sun. But in fact, something that the other guy, the history teacher, didn't mention was, as he took off that morning, his wife did say to him, "I've got a very bad feeling about this."
It didn't wait up for him. Hey, Duke and Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Rob.
She was probably going, "Oi, where's all my scented candles?"
And as he was flying to the sun, he's thinking, "Oh God, I'm going to die!" But sandalwood.
You know, Icarus is a back and crack wax, but the wings. He's used that stuff.
Is that was the wax that he
he's
used?
Built
was
a
it?
couple of wings. So I don't think that's his.
He covered his body. He covered his whole body, and then he flapped.
He flapped away,
and then he got close, and then he died. But he was smooth.
He died, as we all would want to, smooth and well shaved. Len, you have more details on Icarus.
Yeah, mate. And first of all, there was a history teacher on. If you had been my history teacher, I would have done a whole lot better in high school. But Icarus, son of, I thought, Daedalus. And yes, he did make wings with wax and feathers, flew too close to the sun, fell, died, all of the rest. Mm. But the flaw in his plan, he should have gone at night. Mm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting. But the sun's still the sun. Like, even at night, it would still be hot. Wouldn't it?
Well,
sun's a star. I don't know if you know this. I've got a star named after me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because I've long had this debate.
Careful, like, the sun doesn't turn itself off. It's not like a clap on, clap off sun.
So what you're saying, so like he had to fly. So if it was at night, he would have had to have flown around the curvature of the Earth.
Yes, that's right.
And then to the sun. He's made
sneak
work for himself.
He's sneak attack. He'd be flapping. He'd be tired. he wouldn't say because he wouldn't have got there. He spent so much time getting around the backside of the Earth.
Yeah. Mm. You know who we need for this? Richard Branson. He's been up there. Richard, what did you... How was your first flight? How was your first flight up to space? I saw a bloke covered in wax.
my wings fell off.
Couldn't believe it. I've often postulated this, and I know there's not time to ring people for people to ring in, but what happens if you put a werewolf on the moon?
Oh, my God. You have just done my head in.
Well,
you would never stop howling.
No.
Exactly. Is he constantly a werewolf? Or
only when it's full.
It's worth...
Well, so if he went around the dark side, he'd be fine. He would get some sleep. But if he was on the...
Ah. So if a werewolf was on the moon and he met Icarus coming towards the sun...
All right, we get the idea. Adam's on the line. Adam, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, Ross should know this, being as he's from Merry Old. The gospel written by Iron Maiden, Flight of Icarus.
Oh. And because that was all factual too. Mm. Now, what did they have on the cover? What was their cover art?
Derek Riggs.
Well, anything Iron Maiden had brilliant cover art.
Yeah, Derek Riggs was the guy that did Iron Maiden stuff.
What did he draw? A man with wax wings? Or?
And anything sung by Bruce Dickinson has got to be gospel.
All right, I'm getting wound up here. I can't believe it. We're talking Icarus on Triple M, and they're saying you've got to stop it.
For what? For real news?
For real news.
How dare they?
Sorry, Rob, we didn't get to you. Who wants to say Mr. Ed was one of the great mythological horses?
Hello.
And Carl, who said he's been listening to the Triple M for many years, just waiting for Icarus to come up. Thank you, guys.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is, and it's all thanks to Crown Forklifts too. There is nothing like a Crown Forklift for picking it up and putting it down. Crown.com.
Play it.
Oh, here it comes.
You know I love it.
There is nothing like a Crown.
Bang!
Picking it up and putting it down.
Wow, it really goes deep at the end. It's like that guy from the Deltones. Putting it down. Ross Noble still with us. Ross, I think that's one of the most iconic jingles
in
Australian advertising history, up there with the greats.
Since the 80s, that's been
since the 80s.
So
one of the most iconic brands. You know, when you think, there's some brands when you just think of their name, they take you to the place.
Mm.
Crown is synonymous with the forklift.
Forklift. And that's
they
do.
Has been for as long as I can remember in this country. Mm. And right now, the good people at Crown, we spoke to them today and let them know what we're up to. And we just wanted to touch base and see how they're going. And I just wanted to have a shout out to everyone who works on the floor at Crown, yep. who's part of the team down
yep,
there.
The family.
What a great bunch. It's great to be back involved, especially in these troubling times.
Mm. Yeah.
I was thinking, if I was panic buying,
right,
you'd get it
right now, I would forklift. Take my forklift
yeah.
to aisle six.
Yeah. I imagine.
And I would load it up with toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Or anything else that yeah. I thought I needed.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would drive around the supermarket mm-hmm. and then go back to lockdown. And I'd say, thank you, Crown. I could not have done it. Well, you've just had to do an advertising show. You had to do a show. We had to sell stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The
oh, yeah.
Celebrity apprentice. So you would have been able to come up with a crazy
I tell you what,
plan
if I,
for a forklift.
Yeah. If I knew that you had inroads in the forklift world, I would have been all over that.
Wouldn't
I
you?
Would have. Oh, could
yeah.
you imagine?
Yeah.
You know what I like? You know when you buy, I don't know, it sounds a bit poncy, but if you buy a new car, you know, sometimes they'll put the bow on it. I don't like it.
No, like the bow.
I just want my car. Let me drive it away. Or they'll put, or sometimes they'll put the thing over, you know, the cover,
yeah.
and they'll pull it. They'll
That's poof, right.
And it's like, ooh, it's a big car. Moment. And you just think, you know what? Give me the car. Let me drive away.
Mm.
I like the idea that when you buy a Crown forklift, that you know how sometimes when you go to like a TGI Fridays or something,
yeah.
they'll come out and they'll all sing you happy birthday.
Yeah.
I like the idea that all the staff there, they all sing the song. They sing. There
is nothing like driving out of the showroom. Really? And putting it down. As they, and they all check their hard hats in the
exactly.
air. Like you've just graduated.
Yeah. In fact, I like the idea that the manager of the store gets on the top of the forklift and they're all singing it like, picking it up. And then as you lower him down, he goes, I'm putting it down. Because he lowers it
They
down.
Check you the keys, like, you know, they check your keys yeah, and you yeah. drive out. Could you put a bow on a forklift?
Oh, no, you know, oh, you know what, though? That. You get a solid iron bow on the forklift right up the top and you lower it
you lower it down,
and you leave it.
Oh,
I good. Would love that. I yeah. would. I couldn't think of anything more Australian mm-hmm. than putting a hard hat on and driving a Crown forklift off the site
you know, some
with forklifts. All the staff around you cheering you on because that's their good work. You can see it in the detail.
Yeah.
Do you need it? Because in the UK, I know you have to have a forklift license because
yeah.
there's gas and there's electric, isn't
there? There is. Gas is electric. They've got the best batteries in the business, by the way. And
right?
they can recondition you one. You don't have to get a brand new one. This lot will go and find you
we
one.
We spoke with them
give
today.
It a cuddle,
they said there was one 45 years still running, one of the Woolies using the Crown.
Yeah,
45 years
old. Do you know what?
Old.
They've got one so old you have to get out and crank it at the front. And it still works.
And a guy walks with a flag in front of you. As you know what? I don't know if you need a license, but I would love to have a go on a forklift.
Well, we should do. Do you know what I'd like to do? Have a forklift race with you one day where
yes.
we get on a warehouse. We'll get on a warehouse floor.
Mm-hmm.
You and I will carve out a trap, put the hard hats on, and ride to the gates of oblivion.
I'd love it. I'd love that.
On the greatest forklift in town, the Crown.
Yep.
Welcome aboard. Welcome back, old friend.
You
want
to hear
like
it
putting
again?
On an old jumper just to take us out. There is nothing like a Crown. I pop this on the bedroom, you know. Just and putting it down. You got us.
Well done, Crown.
Hey, now, gigs for you. You, please.
Yes. Brisbane coming up. That will hopefully...
You've got to get to Brisbane. Brisbane need you.
I'll be at the powerhouse for...
27th of July to the 8th of August, part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival as well.
Fantastic.
So, alist.com.au.
I'm definitely coming. Whatever happens,
you're
I'm
coming.
Like getting a...
You told me you were going to... If you had to get on a Virgin Galactic flight, if
exactly.
you had to leave this Earth and get on the stratosphere, what about wings? Have you thought about
that's
putting on some wax wings...
and getting launched off a crown... Of a Crown forklift. That's what I'm doing. Take me up as high as you can, and I'll fly over there.
And we love having you on the show. You're
it's always
great
pleasure.
Fun. Can you get to Sydney? Is there anyone? Not right now.
I don't think so.
Big
at
shout
the
out to all our Sydney listeners.
Stick with
doing it.
It tough. It's worth it.
It is
it's worth
it.
It's worth doing the right thing.
You've had your two jabs.
Double jabbed.
You double jabbed.
I've had it in both eyes.
Did
I'm
you?
Ready to go.
Interesting.
Have you had, what are you?
I'm double jabbed as well. I'm completely
vaccinated. I had my first one before all of you, yet I'm still waiting for my second.
Yeah.
AstraZeneca.
We should look into that, shouldn't we?
Should probably follow that up.
Yeah.
I'm in, you're in. Thanks, Ross. We really appreciate it.
What a superstar.
All right.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, Denise Scott will be here.
Geez.
MG as well. That'll be a big Wednesday. Malloy, back to
Drive
Home again tomorrow.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast, and there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. They're never far away from where you are in cities, suburbs, and country towns across Australia. With guaranteed reliability and superior quality. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604.